We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good morning. I'm Stan Bunger.
I'm Susan Lee Taylor. Major progress is being reported this morning by China on a trade deal. Let's check in with Jason Brooks.
Finally happening, Susan, a phase one trade deal. China announcing just moments ago that it's agreed to that phase one deal with the U.S. They're going over the details right now. We can tell you that what China has wanted from the U.S. is a removal of tariffs on Chinese imports. The U.S. has been demanding massive purchases from China of U.S. farm products, as well as stronger protection of U.S. intellectual property rights. Stocks are surging higher on the news already starting today in record territory. Dow's up 136 points at 28,268.
All right, Jason, thanks for that. In other news, Senator Dianne Feinstein's introduced a bill tightening up safety requirements for dive boats, like the one that caught fire Labor Day weekend off Catalina, killing 34 people. KCBS's Tim Ryan with news of the proposed changes. Tim?
Stan, Feinstein says better safety measures could have prevented the Labor Day weekend tragedy that killed 34 on a dive boat off the Santa Barbara coast, many of them from Santa Cruz and San Jose. The Small Passenger Vessel Safety Act introduced on Thursday would mandate better fire alarms and multiple escape routes. It would also regulate how passengers charge their devices. A diver charging a cell phone may have unwittingly started that overnight fire. 34 of the 39 divers and crew on board died, including Vicky Moore's partner and her daughter from Santa Cruz.
Both of them shared a passion for the natural world and this intense curiosity. I'm grateful for all the time I had with her and just wish there was more.
The NTSB is still investigating the tragedy, although we learned right away that the entire crew was asleep, a violation of a rule on night watches. Said Feinstein, "We can't allow this to happen again." Tim Ryan, KCBS.
Police in the East Bay are looking for the Grinches who stole something many would consider to be sacred this time of year. Red donation kettles from the Salvation Army. KCBS's Matt Bigler joins us from the scene of several of the thefts with more.
Susan, I'm here at the Hobby Lobby store in Concord, which, like many businesses, has Salvation Army bell ringers this time of year.
Hey, everybody have a good day. Thank you, ma'am.
But here, the bell ringing apparently attracted thieves. Now, twice now, red kettles stuffed with donations have been stolen from the front of the store. I confirmed that with an employee who just shook her head when we both wondered who would do such a thing. The Salvation Army says it's lost about $500 in all. Well, that includes a con job in Martinez. Apparently, a man with a clipboard was able to swipe a red kettle after convincing a bell ringer that he was there to sign it out. Police reports have been filed and authorities are investigating. Matt Bigler, KCBS.
It is the world's first all-electric fire engine, and soon a Bay Area fire department may own one. KCBS's Scott Letiri reports on the vehicle's unveiling.
Very efficient and very revolutionary in its design.
Yeah, it's really a win-win situation.
I think a lot of entities are looking at from a climate standpoint, and I'm coming at it from more of a health and safety standpoint.
Menlo Park Fire Protection Chief Harold Schoppelhammon, who showed off the vehicle made by the company Rosenbauer to the community and the Menlo Park Fire District, which will ultimately decide whether to pony up the $1.2 million for the vehicle. Smaller and ergonomically designed with a tighter turn radius and the ability to be in the field up to 13 hours. But
we're not looking at this for strike teams or out-of-county response. We're looking at the day-to-day in our district type of calls that we would respond to, medical calls, car accident, alarm soundings, any type of emergency, typically short duration, and you'd respond more than likely from the station to the call and then back to the station. So they're going to be able to replug, recharge on a regular basis. Which is what makes it effective.
If the district approves its purchase, the electric fire engine would be in service by 2021. Scott Letiri, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, "Play KCBS Radio."